Here are three things you should know about the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos were originally in the American Football League from 1960 through 1970 when they joined the NFL in the merger of the American Football League and National Football League. But during the 60s, they did poorly. In fact, the team almost left the town of Denver, but was saved by franchise Floyd Little. He was basically attributed with helping keep the team in Denver because of his stellar on-field performance. At only 5'10 and 195 pounds, he was the first Bronco to run more than 1,000 yards in 1971, and he led the NFL that year when he finished at 1,133 yards. Amazing. Wait a minute. The guy was only 5'10"? I'm 5'10". I can play in the NFL. They're calling right now. They're returning my call. Hey, is this the NFL? Yeah, did you get my call? Thanks. All right. No way I could ever play in the NFL ever, and I would be a danger to the other players. Okay, it sounds pretty final. All right, let me ask you this. What about one of those guys that carries those chains? Anything there? After 12 years as a team, the Broncos finally had a winning season in 1972 with a record of 7-5-2. And to this day, Denver fans chant 7-5-2, much like the way the Ohio State fans and students say O-H-I-O. Denver Broncos fans go 7-5-2 when they see each other. And in fact, they have a secret handshake that they you start out, you slap seven fingers, and then you slap five fingers, and then you each take two fingers and whack the other person across the forehead. It's complicated, and really, you should have a couple beers in you to get it right, okay? Did you know that Dan Reeves was the youngest head coach in NFL history when he took over the leadership of the Broncos in 1981? That's right. He was in high school. He had to get permission from his parents to coach the team. One day, he was leaving school for practice when an older kid stopped him in the hall and said, hey, where are you going? He goes, me? I'm going to three Super Bowls where I'm going to lose to the Giants, Redskins, and 49ers. And the older kid was like, well, okay then. Just don't run in the halls, dude. Is that too harsh? They had one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game, and they lost three Super Bowls. Folks, those have been three things you should know about the Denver Broncos. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.